Welcome to Today is Higher Every Day of Monday, the 10th of April, 2023. Today's topic is Haman, the Bad Man is Hanged, Part 1. Our text today is taken from Esther 7 verses 1 through 7. So the king and Haman came to banquet with Esther the queen. And the king said again unto Esther on the second day at the banquet of wine, What is thy petition, Queen Esther? And it shall be granted thee. And what is thy request? And it shall be performed, even to the half of the kingdom. Verse 3. Then Esther the queen answered and said, If I have found favor in thy sight, O king, and if it please the king, let my life be given me at my petition, and my people at my request. For we are sold, I and my people, to be destroyed, to be slain, and to perish. But if we had been sold for bondmen and bondwomen, I had held my tongue, although the enemy could not countervail the king's damage. Then the king Ahasuerus answered and said unto Esther the queen, Who is he, and where is he, that durst presume in his heart to do so? And Esther said, The adversary and enemy is this wicked Haman. Then Haman was afraid before the king and the queen. Verse 7. And the king arising from the banquet of wine in his wrath went into the palace garden. And Haman stood up to make request for his life to Esther the queen. For he saw that there was evil determined against him by the king. Memory verse. Esther 7 verse 6. And Esther said, The adversary and enemy is this wicked Haman. Then Haman was afraid before the king and the queen. Life is like an echo. What you send out comes back. What you sow, you reap. What you give, you get. What you see in others exists in you, says Zig Ziglar. Haman had concluded plans for the killing of all the Jews in the kingdom of Persia and Media. God overturned all his evil agenda, and divine judgment fell upon his head. Every wicked act, no matter how small or great, whether committed in secret or open, if they are not repented of, will surely attract God's judgment. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished. Proverbs 16 verse 5. What goes around comes around. The time for Haman to suffer the consequence of his evil act is drawing nearer. My friend, are your hands clean? If you are planning evil for others, be it at home, school, or in your community, stop now. God's word says, Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Acts 3 verse 19. This is your chance to make things right. Quote for the day. What goes around comes around. The challenge for today is, my friend, are your hands clean? Prayer. Holy Father, deliver me from all evils. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.